Chuck Dunlap with the SEC covers. His main sports of primary sports, I guess, football, but baseball as well. But, Chuck, this SEC football media days just seems to grow and grow.
Not necessarily a bad thing, but it has grown. We were talking earlier, 10 years ago, we were not even at 500 people.
9 years ago, Matt Jones, who was here back in Little Rock now with us, says, yeah, he sees the difference because now you've got ESPN in the main area up there with a set and everything, and the coverage that the SEC is getting this week is you can't buy that type of stuff.
No, and what you've seen go on upstairs with ESPN this year, I think is, I guess, maybe a little a trial run per se, a little bit of probably what you're going to see a lot more of in the future with the SEC network. Because this event has now become a made-for-TV event that's probably going to only get bigger. Hopefully, I'd like to keep it at 3 days.
Yeah, not four.
Although I could probably see us being able to do four, no problem.
Really?
Given that the number of media that we have and the schedule, especially today being such a long day, I mean, you could certainly probably split it up into four days and go three teams a day. But right now, we're going to try to keep it at three.
And Chuck, I was noticing that the players are actually dressed up a little bit, where I think when Jeb and I came, you know, they gave us an Arkansas polo or something, you know, just one of your college shirts. But some of these players are making some fashion statements.
Well, it's kind of become a thing with the players, I think, with so many different things with on blogs and so forth, because they have everything gets rated, from media guide covers to best dressed. There's always a best and worst of, and I think these guys know a little bit, and a lot of these guys take it personally. I think they want to be on that best dressed list, and you know, I think today we've seen at least three or four different guys with the bow ties, some paisley.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
Kiero Small's got a bow tie on today.
Oh yeah, so I definitely think that the style category is something they all want to win in.
Chuck, we've got about 50 seconds left. Real quick, Johnny Manziel, Nick Saban, who's bigger this year?
Ooh,
at SEC Media Days.
That's a tough one. Saban's always going to be a big draw, but I think given everything that surrounded him, maybe Manziel. Because with Saban, you know he's going to talk about football. You know what he's going to talk about. You know he's going to draw a crowd, but you know what's coming. Manziel, with everything going on, the Heisman, the preseason ranking, the way they finished last year, his offseason, I want to say that this may have topped Tebow's senior year when he came, as far as the biggest star we've ever had and the biggest crowd around a single student athlete.